Good morning, everyone. Today we would like to present to you a story based on our novel, Matilda. Matilda loved books. She could read books perfectly by Charles Dickens and Hemingway since the age of three. This story will be about Matilda dreaming about one of her many books that she has read, Star Wars. I am Yoda, the leader of this planet. We have a peaceful planet without thieves or any other crimes. Mr. Yoda, have you heard the news? There are evil people that just arrived on this planet. Please be careful. A few days later, Yoda died, and Lewis became the new leader of the planet. He knew where the murderer came from. It was a dark part of the universe, known as the Black Planet. Excellent. You have proven your trust to me. You have murdered Yoda, and now the planet will be destroyed. Thank you, sir. I will do anything to prove that I am on your side. Sir, there's an incoming message for you from Lewis. Lewis? Isn't he very close to Yoda on the White Planet? It's a threat. It means we need to pay them a visit again. Prepare the soldiers. At once, my lord. Let us make a move to the White Planet. Sir, we have incoming signals from the troops from the Black Planet. They are coming. They are approaching very fast. Prepare for war. Get all the soldiers ready. All the soldiers are ready, waiting for your command. Good. We shall win this war for the sake of Yoda. His death will be revenged. Both planets are preparing for war. Lewis is willing to risk his own life to take revenge upon his murderer. Yoda was a very kind teacher and friend. He was almost a father figure to Lewis. This battle is one that the White Planet cannot lose. Soldiers, ready?
Yes, sir.
Where are they?
Here they are, sir.
Five cadets are standing in front of Lewis.
Bruce from Base 201, sir.
Wormwood from Base 202, sir.
Phelps from 303, sir.
Honey from Sector 4, sir.
Trunchbull from Sector 0, sir.
Where's the rest of the soldiers?
That's it. We have five available candidates. Fit for battle. The rest are not ready.
The rest will only be killed right away. These five all have exceptional talents.
Talents?
What talent? Show me.
Troops, show Sergeant Lewis what you can do.
Each of the troops have a special background to them. Matilda was born with high intellect, exceeding others of her age.
Wormwood is a cunning trooper.
He is very witty and can get himself out of any situation.
Phelps, being the eldest in the training base, has got many years of experience in combat.
Honey was born to lead. She used to be a teacher and now fighting for the sake of her planet.
Trunchbull, however,
nothing is known about Trunchbull. His data files are all missing.
Sir, this person's files are missing.
Never mind that for now. Soldiers, grab your weapons.
They are being taught how to use the weapons and preparing for battle tomorrow.
Okay. Now get some rest. We will leave for Black Planet tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
At night, Lewis couldn't sleep and thinks about how to win the war and is constantly thinking about what happens if Yoda was still alive and that he would know a strategy to win the war.
Yoda, if you're still with us, please let me hear you. I really need your advice and help for tomorrow.
Lewis, I am here. I am always with you. Black Planet has many negative energies, and it will only become stronger if we fear it. If you're strong and control your soldiers, you can win the battle.
Was I dreaming? Did Yoda speak to me in my sleep?
Guards, are the soldiers ready?
Waiting for your command, sir.
We have arrived. Beware of any ambush. It's very dark here.
I can't see a thing. It's too quiet here.
There's definitely something wrong.
Nothing is wrong. You're thinking too much. You're trapped. We knew you was coming. You won't leave here alive. This will be your end. You'll be joining Yoda. They drew their lightsabers and fought with the evil fighters. However, Lewis sees something strange in his team of soldiers. After the fight, Lewis calmly asks Soldier 5, Trunchbull, to come with him. The rest of you, finish off the rest of the fighters. Trunchbull, you, come with me.
Yes, sir.
I know who you are. You're not from the White Planet. Who are you?
What are you talking about?
I am from the White Planet. We don't have red lightsabers in our planet. I know you're not from this planet. Stop lying.
Well, there's no need to hide no more. I was sent to destroy your planet and to show my trust to the Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord is here. We need to make a trap to get rid of him. We can't win. We can fight him together.
Are you sure we can win?
You will never win. I will take over the universe.
Phelps, with the most experience, came up with a plan, and Honey ordered the other soldiers to follow his order. Matilda used her intelligence to divert the Dark Lord away from the other troops. Therefore, it would only be him by himself. Wormwood quickly got out of a tight situation, whilst Phelps used his skill and sniped the lightsaber out of the Dark Lord's hand.
You will never win this fight. I will kill you, and I will kill like I killed your mentor, Yoda.
Never. Kill me, you have won.
Lewis was about to deal the final blow, but Yoda's spirit appears and tells Lewis not to kill, because revenge will not solve any problems.
Give him a second chance. He was just led into the wrong path. He needs to be guided to the correct path.
No, I won't kill you. You should not waste your life. Come back to the White Planet and become one of our soldiers, for real this time.
You will do this for me?
Everyone deserves a second chance.
The alarm clock goes off. Matilda wakes up.
I will never read a sci-fi novel again. That was some crazy dream. The end.